bad that I hadn't seen a lightning bug, and I don't know when, son. I'd get out some night with an and check before I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
See about the cows out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I ain't seen a lightning bug around this place of business in 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a bit out.
How about, you ever see those insects that fly around ponds at night? Oh, not at night, but they're kind of big, you know? And they've got two sets of wings that they can fly and stop, just kind of hover there and fly on. They're about this big, the wings are about
that. Oh, yeah, what's it called, a butterfly?
Well, there's something like a butterfly, but they're real narrow, real thin body.
Oh, man, well, that's something else that's scared in this country. What's called old-fashioned butterfly?
Mm-hmm.
You don't ever see anything called it.
Mm-hmm. I saw some.
Well, I'll tell you another animal that's disappeared.
What's that?
What we call the old-fashioned bumblebee.
The old bumblebee?
That's some of a bitch that's sting you, that hurts you, good. God almighty. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen one of them things in 9 months. Old-fashioned. Used to be a world of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you something else that I'll ever see is the old-fashioned big spider.
Big spider? What do they look like?
Oh, it's got deep wings, thin wings, you know, and little body about like nothing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I ain't seen no little things, and I don't know when.
We used to call them daddy long legs.
Yeah, and that's right. That's
legs
right.
All
that's feet. Right. I haven't seen none of them, I don't know when.
What other kind of bugs are there around here, like bumblebees, you know, that sting you?
Well, we got some old-fashioned country waltz. They'll sting the piss out of you.
Yeah, I know that. How about, is there any other kind?
No, I don't know what it
is. You ever have you ever seen those something like a wasp that can build a big nest to hang down? You used to get in trouble when I was a little
kid. Well, a wasp does that in what we call a bed dopper.
Dirt dopper?
Yeah, they kind of made up like the wasp, bed dopper. But now that's something that scares.
Yeah, that's all good, I guess. That's been
down. Now down in that old barn that's where I was down, I took notice to it. They don't have as many walls down there as we used to have. They have that big thing about that big good God. And then look over in the corner, that'd be a big bread dump again.
Mm-hmm.
But you all ever seen.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the bread dump being down in, I don't know when.
Mm-hmm.
Same way about the worst.
You know, I used to, when I was a little kid, I used to play around, you know, the woods and stuff. We had some kind of bug to build a nest, you know, as a kind of paper nest. The thing would be as big as a football, and they come out the bottom of it. I was like stinging the devil out.
Yeah.
I
know what you're talking about, but I can't call it right now.
Hornets or something?
Yeah, hornets. Hornets.
They get after you.
Oh, man, they run you out. You better get out and get going to do something or cover up in.
You surprised how fast you can run?
Yeah,
indeed. How about,
I'll tell you another one. Used to get the fool out of a yellow jacket, they call it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm like, they form like a wasp, make a bend like a wasp. God knows anything to eat you up, then you go here on the
head for the water trough, huh?
Oh, my.
Oh, you know, we were talking earlier about those insects that fly around ponds. Some people think that they're a sign that snakes are nearby. You ever heard of this type of a bug?
Oh, man, didn't know.
Something like dragonfly or something?
What?
Like a dragonfly?
I wouldn't know.
Okay. How about those bugs?